Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Last Friday will probably go down as one of the most bizarre days in Montana legislative history, and what began as an embarrassing attempt by the minority party to delay the process actually resulted in providing us even more time to contact legislators before some very important votes. As you recall, we came to you Friday morning with an urgent request to contact legislators on three important bills: one to require parental permission before teaching sex education beginning in kindergarten, one to require parental permission before an abortion is performed on a minor, and a ballot referendum on the same issue in case the governor vetoes the normal bill. Things happen on the spur of the moment in the waning days of the legislature, and we found out about those votes just before they were going to take place. We quickly notified you, and the letters began to pour in, but we only had a few hours. That was until Senate Democrats tried to use an obscure parliamentary procedure to bring the Senate to a screeching halt. As I told you 2 weeks ago, when we get near the end of the session, it's all about the deadlines. Bills have to pass between the House and Senate on a very defined schedule, or they die. Friday's move was a ham-handed attempt to kill two very controversial bills by forcing them to miss a deadline. It all began earlier in the week when a Republican senator introduced two ballot referendums, one that would ask voters if they wanted to do away with same-day registration and voting. During testimony, some witnesses told about efforts to get large numbers of ineligible voters, mainly from college campuses, to register and vote on Election Day. This bill would cut off registration on the Friday before Election Day. The second bill was a ballot referendum to say that only the top two vote-getters in a primary election would advance to the general. This would stop someone from winning an office with less than 51% of the vote. Both bills are supported by Republicans and opposed by Democrats. On Friday, Senate Democrats tried a call of the Senate, a parliamentary move that hasn't been tried in almost 30 years. Republicans alleged that the Democrats sent one of their members into hiding, then demanded that all members be forced to appear before business could resume. They needed to stall the Senate for 1 day so that the ballot referendums would die because they missed the transmittal deadline. Republicans ignored the move and passed the bills anyway, which resulted in a total meltdown in the Senate and adjournment for the day. It was an extremely unprofessional antic played out on public television, but the upside was that the delay allowed us to continue flooding the desks with emails and phone messages on our own bills. When the Senate reconvened on Saturday, your messages were waiting for them, and our bills passed by comfortable margins. In a repeat of 2 years ago, all Republicans voted yes on the kindergarten sex ed bill, except Senator Bruce Tudvet of Kalispell. His vote was offset by Senator Brad Hamlet, a Democrat from Great Falls, who crossed the aisle to support the bill. As an added bonus, on the House side, Senate Bill 81 passed second reading. That's the bill to allow tax credit scholarships for kids who want to switch from public to private schools. It gives kids options and saves the state millions of dollars. If it passes the final vote in the House, it will be the first time in Montana history that a school choice bill has ever reached the governor's desk. Will he sign it? I don't know. But God is a God of miracles. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.